everything. So settle in, get comfortable, and let our journey begin as we meet the hosts, internationally acclaimed mediums, Mick and Zoe Avery.
And welcome to the Spirit's Work Show, the show that's designed to help you unravel the truth about the nature of your existence, and that's your physical and non-physical existence. Through our gifts of mediumship, my husband Mick and I are able to bring you communication direct from the spirit world, from deeply loving but highly evolved people who care about our welfare and the well-being of our planet. The idea is that armed with knowledge, we can become self-empowered by creating our own reality based on the truth and the awareness of the bigger picture of life. And if you'd like to call and ask us a question about our topic for tonight, which is Gregory's Journey in the Spirit World, Part 9, then we'd love to hear from you. The number is toll-free in the U.S. It's 877-876-5227. In Canada, it's 888-815-9756. And if there's any international callers out there, it's not toll-free, I'm afraid, but it'll only be a quick call. And so it's 001-530-876-3222.
Hello, I'm Mick Avery. As well as Spirit's work on the wonderful and ever-present bbsradio.com, every Monday at 7 p.m. PST and every Thursday at 1 p.m. PST, we also have another radio show which is called Spirit Teaching, on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. PST. If you'd like to know more about us, our books, our work for Spirit, we suggest you go and visit our website, which is www.spirit-teaching.com and also at spiritsworkradio.com. I'm a deep trance medium, and on the show each week, I channel an enlightened spirit guide called Gregory Hay, who had an earth life 300 years ago or thereabouts. Actually, he passed in 1723. And because he is the spokesperson for a group of highly evolved individuals from all walks of life and specialist subjects, we're able to bring knowledge and wisdom that could never be gained in any other way. When I go into trance, my consciousness and my spirit will be taken and transported by the scientific members of the group, and Gregory will borrow my body to speak with you while I'm gone. I won't know of anything that has happened or transpired during the entire time of the show while he's talking or relating. And so, unfortunately, I actually miss everything of the show. Anyway, I'm going to say goodbye now, as that's my only part as Mick Avery, as you will ever hear of me, I think, probably. Anyway, so there we are, and I'm going to say goodbye for this week. Goodbye. Have a lovely show.
Thanks, Mick. I'd just like to tell you a little bit about Gregory for those listeners who are new tonight. Sometime after Gregory's physical death in 1723, he was asked if he would like to train to be the representative of an educational group who wanted to help the people of the earth discover a more harmonious way of life. And actually, he told us that last week, and it was in 1735 that he was asked about the White Cloud Group. And this was to assist us on a road to recovery and raise the vibration of the planet if possible. This group is called the White Cloud Group, and they consist of many high minds and experts from all avenues, including ordinary people who have valuable input to make. This is why through our shows and our books we cover, and we hope to cover, just about every subject conceivable. It's all about observations and facts, and this may also then help those who are to come after us who want a physical life on Earth as well. Our aim as the mediums for the group is to bring truthful information and knowledge through our gifts of spirit to help people enhance their lives and the lives of others and to restore the balance and the well-being of the planet. I'd like to take this opportunity now to say that we have another workshop this Friday night at Spirit Feathers in Portland. If there's anybody in this area that wants to come, it's Circle Development. workshop, and it's very valuable for anybody who wants to be developing your gifts. And it's 7 till 9 at Spirit Feathers in the Selwood area. You can find out more on our website, which is spirit-teaching.com, and then you can get in touch with us and book yourself a place. It's only $20 for a two-hour workshop. So do come along. We have a fun time. Anyway, but as I say, tonight we're talking about Gregory's journey in the spirit world and this continuing journey, as it is up to this day. And hello, Gregory. I'd just like to introduce you.
Oh, thank you very much. And I wondered when you were going to bring that subject up.
So, yes, I mean, we've covered such a lot of ground, although there's plenty more to go. And since we started doing this series, we're on part 9 today.
Yes.
And actually, we've taken you from your actual passing right through until now, where you were approached to join the White Cloud Group.
Yes,
basically.
Absolutely so, yes.
And we touched on that last week, and I believe you're going to continue telling us about that. You said that you were approached by White Cloud, and literally it was an approach that sounded absolutely beautiful. It was more like a spiritual experience that we could probably describe it. It came to you in a very physical, beautiful, spiritual way.
Yes, absolutely so. And as I might say, the intonation, the intention of White Cloud came way before him. His energy transcended the waves of physical time and the waves of all other voids that appeared before me. It actually was quite a sensational experience, I have to say, when all color appeared to be visible yet blended into white light, and that upon his presence it became quite clear to me that not that I was in the presence of God, but that he understood to me, relayed to me in just very simple words, that I was a part of this beautiful and great energy. Actually, I have to say that from the outset, I thought that I was dreaming, that I was just in this state of reverie and bliss.
Mm. You see, for me, that's more like how I would describe as an angelic energy and experience. I know there's no specific angels in the spirit world as such, except when they demonstrate themselves like that to you, to us on Earth.
Yes, for a specific purpose,
and it's usually for comfort, and so that they can draw close to work with certain people in certain ways that would not be alarming and that would be acceptable.
Yes, quite so.
But it gets branded around rather a lot. Because we know that when spirit draw close to us anyway, it's a beautiful, beautiful experience.
Yes, of course.
When you're working with your guides and helpers. But what you describe happened with the shining one, known as White Cloud, is actually what I would describe as this angelic, euphoric experience.
Yes. Do not forget, friend, that individuals like this create worlds, create universe. Can you imagine the whole sublime richness of just one thought of an individual such as this? And I make no bones about this. I am not trying to elevate White Cloud. I have no intention, no need to do so, because his mere presence is something which could illuminate, take the place of your own sun and illuminate your entire world for millions of years, just upon his own breath of light.
And White Cloud is—he's not alone there. There are obviously shining ones, plenty and many shining ones.
Yes.
So we're not saying that our soul group has got this shining one that we have put on this pedestal, and it's not that position. It's not a guru deity position of worship or anything like that.
Absolutely not, because
he just is like that.
Yes, of course, because that in its essence, is something of a figurative state of power that human minds tend to illuminate for their own purpose, for their own destiny, their own prowess perhaps, or their own allegiance, and placing as being a part nearer to God than somebody else, which is usually, of course, the status by which religion tends to rule the roost of any sanity of human endeavor and mind. What we are actually saying is that White Cloud himself would not have the presence of his state of origination, of his state of intention, if it were not for the fact that he is just a state of pure being. And in this respect, has no judgment, has no call to bring someone in disrepute or to think ill of anyone, has no ill thoughts. In fact, no thoughts carry in the sense of the way of harm or violence or even thinking of taking something away from someone.
Well, he wouldn't be a shining one, would he, if he did?
No, quite
so. This is how you become ascended, by not having, not by trying not to have these thoughts, but by just not having these thoughts.
By just not having them,
yeah.
And just by his pure state of being. So I understand that many will say, well, why don't we hear from White Cloud rather than you being a poor peasant? Well, the simple statement of this journey is that I had asked this myself, and I said, well, why don't you just speak yourself? Surely there would be, it would be a much easier situation to bring about. And he said, because quite simply, the minds of human destiny would dictate that it would illuminate them upon a pedestal above other peoples, and therefore illuminate a form of servitude that he had to deny because of his very presence. And I hope that you understand this, so that he said to me that it was felt that I should be the presence of a White Cloud, quite simply because I didn't try to be somebody. I did not try at all in my life to have an egotism or any such standing of myself. I felt of myself in my own physical life, after all, that I was but a poor peasant. He said that this was in line with the perfection of the state of being. But of course, at that time, I didn't really quite realize what it was that he said. And in a sense, I still don't. I still don't relate to it, quite simply because I just enjoy being who I am, and I try all the harder for trying to be as pure as I may be, without judgment, even though perhaps at times it may seem as though my voice is that of a critical nature of the human intention. But that is because of the urgency of which White Cloud has entrusted upon me to try to illuminate situations and circumstances to human beings who are having a physical life, that this is your one chance. This is your one chance to save the planet upon which you live. You don't have another chance. That this is, in sense, not a reverie. It is not something of which we are beautified by. It would be, in fact, so much more honorable of the human destiny if we did not have to do this. But all of those who are figured within the White Cloud group, and they became assembled around me as I talked to White Cloud himself, and as I, in a sense, just bathed in his energy and condition, and I asked him, was he sure? And he said to me, oh yes, I am perfectly sure, because you have asked me.
Because you asked him in a way that you didn't realize you were asking him.
Yes,
Because you wanted to be of service. You said that you wanted to be of service?
I did, obviously. Mm. I wanted to be of service to whomever it was, and for whatever reason, so long as, of course, it was of the greatest and highest intention possible, that I could raise myself too of my lowly state. But in fact, what it transpired was that I did not realize then, and I still don't realize now, I suppose, that I don't really take it upon myself in this way, for I am a humble soul, and I mean not to cast myself in a way which is anything other than I try to amplify the goodest, the best, the highest intention of the spirit world for the journey of peace, for the journey of love, for many other beings, all beings, if possible, of the human dimension, to understand what their true role is as spirit having a human physical journey.
It's similar to how people here get guides and helpers, actually, isn't it? You know, you decide that you want to serve spirit in some way and develop your gifts for the benefit of others.
Yes.
I mean, ultimately, the benefit of others. Don't get me wrong. Everybody should get paid for their, you know, for their time anyway. So I don't go along with the. we won't go down that road. But
you don't go along with the tea and biscuit brigade.
No. Yes, doing it all for a cup of tea and a biscuit. Yes, that's our little joke. That's how people actually, you know, basically you say that you want to be in service to others and you start your meditation, and so then you are attracting the highest and the best in the spirit world to come and work with you. So in a way that was similar to you, but you didn't realize that you were asking. You asked to be of service, but really you were just voicing it or thinking it randomly.
Yes.
Weren't you?
Absolutely.
And then this came along. So yes, I mean,
yes.
You know, you weren't saying,
yes,
I want to be this, that, or the other. So,
yes,
this is how it works. You said that the White Cloud Group assembled around you.
Yes.
I
just became aware of many other beings who were present, who I did not witness before.
Did they
really
have faces, names?
Yes, faces and energies. And
bodies?
Began to illuminate their conscious physical selves, if you like. And I was aware of the fact that these were beings who were actually from very many different time fields. The reason why I knew this was because their clothing was of a different array of indication from different time field presences, from situations that I had begun studying in the halls of learning and such like. That I had begun, you must understand, looking at certain situations of humanity and the witnesses of life. I had begun already interacting in some respects with other beings in the halls of learning. And what I found, to my surprise, was that the halls of learning were filled with many, many beings from many different tribes and races. There was this whole multicultural ethnicity which did not appear to have borders. Not only that, but the more that I became aware of this, and I will tell you about the journey after I met with White Cloud, but for now, I just really have to say that two things. His energy radiated through his skin that was translucent, that it appeared that all souls and beings within that energy were of one voice. That all this translated into all of the souls who I felt around me, and there were many thousands of them, and that they all had the same voice. Not that they were paraphrasing one another, not that they were like parrots, but that, in fact, what they were doing was that they had all arrived at the same conclusion. And that was to do with their state of service. And so it came upon me. Their state of service illuminated that they had to place something back to humanity for what they had created in their own physical life. They stated in error. In many lives was actually created in error, and that they had this great and tremendous desire to repay the life that they had had and led and the errors and mistakes that they had made in their behavior or whatever it be. Not that on the surface, of course, it was errant behavior at all. They were all good folk, everyone to a man, to a woman and child, all good folk of good hearts and minds, but people who could understand that if it were not for them and their decisions, that perhaps the earth would not be in the state it's in now.
Or lack of decisions.
Or lack of decisions, quite rightly so. And so it became incumbent upon them that for many, particularly those of scientific knowledge and understanding, for those who were using their creative knowledge at the time of their physical life, which was inherited from their spirit past and pathway, all of these beings of different vibrations from many different soul descriptions, many different vibrations of their whole passageway through life, as part of the shard of that which is God, these energies came and were unified as one, as they too all are in need of being able to bring about an exchange of wisdom, of knowledge they have learned, of wisdom and sacred states of awareness, which they could bring together, and of which I was merely to be the person who spoke the words. The reason for this was quite simply because it would be too cumbersome for them each to speak severally.
Did they explain how it was going to work? You know, as in, you were going to be speaking through somebody else.
Yes. I did wonder, and in fact, it was that the situation came that they said that they were designing a mechanism that would be used to so that basically I would be able to come very, very close to the Earth's physical vibration and then would use the mechanism in a way that they would describe and show me how to use, that I would actually have to prepare for it and develop for this mechanism so that I would easily be able to use it and transition myself into this specific way of thinking and in this specific way of being able to communicate in the arc of the physical world from the arc of spirit.
I'd like to say thank you for anybody that might have just joined us on Spirit's Work. You're listening to Spirit Guide Gregory Hay, being channeled by Deep Trance Medium Mick Avery. I'm Sylvie Avery, and we're talking about Gregory's journey in the spirit world, Heart 9. If you'd like to join us with a question relating to our subject, then the phone lines are open, and we'd love to hear from you. The number to call is toll-free in the U.S. It's 877-876-5227. In Canada, it's 888-815-9756. International callers, it's not toll-free, but it's 001-530-876-3222. So where did you go from there? I was just going to ask you a different question, but I'd like to keep it on track here. And it's,
yes, I understand.
I'm fascinated to learn what happened next.
Well, next, so the situation next was that White Cloud himself bade me that all was well, and if I would like to take up the position that I had been invited to join with, that he would be most pleased and that his energy would help in the bringing about, in the formation and creation of this group, which, in fact, he said would never remain static, never remain fixed, but that many beings would learn and come and go, that a great, building or structure, but that a place would be held within a certain mechanism so that many other spirit beings would be able to join with this group and would be able to witness the communications as they took place, and also that this would be a free-form platform of the voices of many who are well-educated, even though they may not have been educated in physical life.
Mm-hmm.
This is both for beings who had had a physical life and those who have not yet had the chance to do so. We are talking here, of course, about either Earth life or life in other dimensions, upon other worlds. And so all of this became a part of the pathway, a part, if you like, of the gravitation toward many beings of intellect and intelligence and ordinary beings of their soul survival, of their soul journey throughout the universe of spatial time, that they became familiar to me at times, and at other times they just left and migrated and went their own way, quite simply to impart or bring about other knowledge and learn other situations in other parts of other dimensions.
Mm. And then they can come back with it.
Absolutely so.
So you had a ready-made new family all of a sudden, didn't you? Lots of new friends.
I did, like... and I just could not believe. Mm. Well, I could believe, but I was so excited and elated and at my humble good fortune, really, I suppose. The first thing I thought of, I really feel like I should have a beer or something. But of course, nothing was further from the truth, as I felt I needed to be sated by some form of companionship or some form of situation that I wanted to talk to, that I wanted to communicate with, in order for me to really truly understand this. And suddenly I was found that I was upon the southern shore of the Wash.
In Britain?
In east of Anglia, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the southern shore of the Wash, and there I was, in a sense, in physical form. And I knew that I could, in a sense, be seen and witnessed. And with joy in my heart, I noticed the figure running towards me. And it was the figure of my dear cousin Ham.
Who gave you this experience?
White Cloud gave me this experience.
And what happened then?
And he wrapped his arms around me and I around his form, and we could feel each other.
Wow. Amazing.
And Ham with so many tears in his eyes.
And he didn't know it was going to happen either?
No. I remember it so clearly, my dear friend, little bird, just as though I was singing in the morning, and as though I was singing a song of the pure state of soul, of my heart. I remember it as clear, because the tide was just returning. And as it was returning, I could see the staves of the fisher nets as they moved out into the mud flats of the Wash.
Mm-hmm.
The very nets which Ham had placed upon the foreshore, ready for the tide to come back in to bring the little fishes of the catch of the day.
Which is what presumably he used to do when he was in the physical.
Yes, he took over from his physical father. Yes, and that is what he did.
Mm.
And when he saw me, he just dropped everything. His mouth just fell open and he shrieked.
And now, hang on a minute. Ham was in spirit.
No.
Oh, gosh, sorry, I totally misread that. Ham was in the physical.
Yes. He was still in the physical life. He had grown so much more than the hand that I knew.
Oh, what an experience for him.
He was my age, you understand.
Mm-hmm. And so how were you were presented at the age that you passed, 18 and a half?
Yes. Yes.
And this was how many years after?
This was 14 years
after.
Yes.
Right.
After my passing.
Wonder you didn't give him a heart attack. That's funny. That's great.
Well, he was just beautified by this state. He could not. Words just failed the both of us.
Mm, mm.
And we laughed like two children running around one another.
So he said, what are you doing here? And you said, I have no idea. But isn't it great?
Just, I have come to see you.
Mm. Wow. Has anything like that ever happened to you since?
No.
No.
It was such a joyous state.
Mm. Well, it certainly gave you proof of what is possible because, you know, I mean, until that point, I mean, I know the whole thing has been a revelation up until now.
Yes.
In your journey, but
yes.
That really does give you the extent of the possibilities of what a shining one can do.
I was just elated and I could not contain myself.
Mm.
I said to him that as I was aware, I have just but a short time to be with you. And I just said, please give your father my best wishes and my father also. Give him my best wishes.
Oh, your father was still alive.
And my love.
Wow.
Yes. Oh, yes. He passed when he was 55. Some time after my passing.
Mm.
It was actually another 6 years after this meeting with Ham that he passed.
And do you know if Ham was able to relay that to your father, and did your father believe it?
Well, he tried, my
he
friend.
Tried, yes. I mean,
he
that,
did try. Mm. But the situation and the proof for my father came when I was actually able to be there at his passing.
Right. Okay, he saw you before he passed.
To reassure him, mm. Yes.
Mm. Yeah, that would have been a lot to ask of anybody, really.
Absolutely so. Of course, and bearing in mind that my father, poor soul, had such a hard and difficult life in his state of consciousness, in just the wicked things that people would do to others.
Mm. Well, then you had a very poor life.
Yes.
Had you known of Shining Ones before you had this interaction with White Cloud? No. No.
Not at all. And as I say, this is not the stuff of angels. He never had any appearance other than the appearance of this beautiful native being.
Mm-hmm.
He wore feathers of birds, which were of a type and form I had never before seen. It was just a beautiful and magnificent setting for me. As I say, in the relation of my visit with Ham, it lasted perhaps something in the region of maybe 5 minutes in your Earth time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, because Shining... White Cloud, was a shining one when he was actually having a physical life anyway, wasn't he?
Yes, that is true. He was always known as a man of peace.
I have to say it's the same as Jesus and many others.
Oh, absolutely so. Yes. Mm. Yes.
Just to give people an example.
Yes, absolutely so.
Of a shining one.
Yes, and this really is a statement of... not someone who calls themselves a guru or calls themselves a particular being, but someone who just by their very presence, their intonation and the activity they create is something which is all loving and giving to all beings without exception.
Absolutely. Have you ever been to White Cloud with problems to do with the job as spokesperson for the group since you were asked to do it?
I have had my difficulties, my friend, particularly perhaps to do with the situation, for example, like surrounding yourself, and how are we to transverse the problems of physical state and physical time, and how are we, with such intonation of language, with such a serious and challenging quest to overcome such vast problems of the kinds of states, for example, which are inherent in materialist listic situations of physical time.
Mm-hmm.
And these have been many of the perplexing states which have beset me myself, in a sense, in my journey with you.
Mm-hmm.
And how I can possibly be of service. Part of this situation of trial, in a sense, has always been to do with the ability of the group, perhaps, to bring about the conditions of new experimentation. Unfortunately, to date, these experimentations have worked really closely to you at times, but have been, as I have said, as we all know, quite, in a sense, not continuous.
Well, the vortex and situation with Mick and the connection with myself and,
yes,
and the whole structure
has worked beautifully.
Absolutely, yes.
Absolutely.
Perfectly.
So, and that is something which, in fact, though, took us a great deal of time to percolate and to arrange and to study in order to bring it about, because actually it meant that it was necessary to decelerate the Earth's gravitational field at the point of the vortex so that we would have a simple way of manipulating the cell structure of physical time and space to allow my spirit to enter into a physical state.
Mm-hmm.
A physical body, yes.
Mm.
And also, of course, to make it quite certain that his could actually be illuminated and taken elsewhere.
Mm.
And that, too, became, of course, in fact, a part of his own journey, but was not actually a part of that journey until he was actually born and began creating it himself.
Mm-hmm. So, what were the what was the protocol in from then on, from the actual design of the vortex and the scientific ways of how you went about the manufacturing the process?
Yes, well, as I say, so much of it really was to do with the scientific members of the team, Nikolai Tesla being one of them, as well as Albert Einstein, and as well as others, notables who had a physical life, but also many other notables who had not yet had a physical life, who were beings of science in the spirit world, who had actually understood the mechanics of the relationship between non-physical state and the dimensions of physical stasis, whereby we were able to formulate certain ideas surrounding the mechanisms of manipulation of specifics of gravitational field mechanics, as well as magnetism, of course, as well, and electromagnetic and static devices were brought about in the spirit world so that we would actually then be able to manipulate these situations not necessarily either upon the ground, I have to say, but that we can even do them up in the air. If you were traveling in an aeroplane, for example, we could bring about exactly the same situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So what, did you go along to classes? I mean, you know, let's think, you know, I mean, human mind,
yes,
more brain.
Of course, yes, Fred. Well, actually what happened was, my part of the training was to do with the situation of who I was. So what I actually had to do was that I had to learn to still myself, to change and alter my vibration so that it would become harmonic with the instrument.
The instrument being Nick?
The instrument being your, yes, our friend here. Yes, quite so.
Hello, caller.
Hi, this is Susan. I have a question. My wife was saved by a spirit guide from a speeding bullet on a moving bus once, and I was entered by a spirit who was kind of celebrating and was saying some things through me, and it was transmediumship. It wasn't full transmediumship because I remember exactly what I said. One of the things I said was the earth stopped in its tracks. Does that have to do with this deceleration of the earth? Of the earth's speed so that this spirit could enter me?
Well, no, my dear friend. Actually, what would have happened there was that it was something that was actually set within the periphery energy that surrounded you. Usually, this is something which is actually amplified by your auric identity. And so this would actually be brought about by a very specific condition, perhaps relating specifically to the spirit group that you may work with. And so the situation is usually in this form, my dear friend, that it is to do with the gravitational field event, which is lessened in order to allow the materialization, if you like, or part materialization or deceleration of the cell structure of the cell memory of the spirit. So it's not necessarily that it will be the pure spirit, or it's not necessarily that it will be all of the pure cell memory. It is really usually to do with the combination of the two, which is invited in a certain way so as not to harm the recipient or the mechanical device that we use. So in respect, friends, that you would be used as the communicator or to be used as the instrument in this device. It's a bit like as though you were manipulating a photograph, shall we say, and that you superimpose another energy or another field existence, another template upon it or within it, within that photograph, and then you cause that photograph to make it into the whole. You understand?
No, but maybe I'll be able to listen back to this.
Yes, my dear friend, I agree.
It's a little bit much, perhaps, for some people to take in.
Yes.
And I mean no disrespect to you, my dear friend. It's a bit like, I suppose, if you look at the layers of a film, and you have the layers of the film, and that there are many layers to a piece of film.
Right.
And each layer has its own intricate identity. So what actually happens in your instance is that the spirit world are able to come and insert a layer of their own energy within you, which allows the transmutation to take place.
That much I understand.
Okay. And okay, well, thanks ever so much for your call, Susan.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
God bless, Finn. Thank you. Yes.
Okay. What were we talking about? Come along, you've got lots of people your size to remind you. I haven't.
Yes. Yes, my friend. I'm being prodded here. So the situation then, as I said, was that at this point, I began to familiarize myself with this deceleration process, the way in which I had to still myself in order that I could accommodate this different vibration. Now, I was well aware of our dear friend here before he actually had a physical experience.
I'd like to talk about that sometime.
Yes, quite so.
And me? You knew me?
Oh, yes, absolutely so. Yes.
So, so you carry on saying about how you did it, though.
Yes. Well, so the situation became that as a spirit, I was asked to bring about a different change of mind of that I had to alter my vibration, and I had to actually learn how to do this. This is also, my dear friend, something that many other spirit teams and guides and helpers have to do. They have to learn how to manipulate their own vibration and intent so that they can blend with the intonation of your good self. This is why we always ask of you, if you are going to make a journey with spirit in service of the spirit world, perhaps in some way, or perhaps entertain some spirit guide from the ether realms, that you would actually raise your vibration, because of course the earth physical vibration is somewhat lower than the vibration of the spirit ether world. This doesn't mean to say that one is lower or one is higher in a sense of the parity of, for example, if you were going up in a lift in a large multi-storied building or something like that. We're really looking at this as not a parity problem, but as a situation of the vibration of intent. So that once you become acknowledged in the spirit world and you become a part of the spirit world, your vibration shifts and moves because of your state of intent changes. It becomes more loving, generally. Unless, of course, you've had a very negative life, in which case it may well halt and not change and alter the vibration. But that will depend upon your facto of well-being, your de facto of how you are as a being and how you relate to the world around you in the presence that you feel. For me, in my journey, I felt that my worth was really, in a sense, subservient to all others. However, the situation became leveled for me, and that I no longer feel that, really. It doesn't mean to say that I have an ego either, but I just feel that I am who I am, and that people have to take me for who I am, and I don't mind if they don't, because it's not something that I really bother or wonder about any longer. So the situation for me was that I became aware that I had to become not in a sense decelerating my vibration, but altering it to fit our dear friend,
so
the instrument.
Okay.
And also that I had to alter it in a certain way in order to become acceptable for the instrumentation of the vortex itself, for it to be able to cope with my presence.
So you presumably, though, you did this prior to even having a physical life.
Well, yes, I began doing that.
The amount of work. What, so,
I did begin doing that, yes.
So, well, we've only got about 8 minutes left, something like that. But do you want to just jump back to then how the work that you did prior to that? Because
yes.
We've skipped quite a lot, long
quite
way,
so.
Haven't we?
Yes, yes, I do not mean to. So, my dear friend, in the spirit world, we call this work Sesi. Sesiism.
What work, exactly?
The work of altering one's vibration to the state of being, of is in truth called Sesi.
So,
Sesi is the
meditation.
Art. Yes.
That we would call meditation.
That is a physical world.
Okay.
Word.
Okay.
But we call it Sesi.
Okay. Right.
And the form of Sesi is when you bring yourself into divine presence and the state of knowledge of all is, and you alter your vibration to suit that which you wish to become.
Okay.
And in a sense, it's much easier to do to bring about true Sesiism if you are in the spirit world, because you don't have the structure of physical state to determine or to control. And that is a part of the problem that usually tends to exist in physical terms. With the control and advent of mind and consciousness, you are continually, as human beings, at odds with the root of Sesiism and the way in which you can stabilize your journey, then becomes more difficult.
Okay. let's go back a bit. Before that happened, you said last week that you were given some books presented to you in the halls of learning, the law of attraction, the law of love, and the law of
intention. Yes.
Okay, and you had to study those.
I did.
So after you studied those, what happened?
After I studied those three books, I then became understanding more of the safest point of view.
Right, so that basically that was going to take a long time to do, so you had
yes.
to start
and
at
I
the
had
beginning.
To start somewhere.
Wait, yes,
absolutely so. Mm. But the safety situation for anyone is really to do with the absolute truth in sublime simplicity. That is the key. Absolute truth in sublime simplicity. And this means that you do not attract, but you attract all. You do not pronounce yourself, and yet you become the intention of your value that you place upon all things. You do not covet things, but the love that you grow within yourself is there for all to bathe in, for all to wash and cleanse their sight, for all to bring sound to their ears.
So how long did you do this for, and then what was the next move after that?
Oh, I did this for a very long time.
Presumably you did that alongside the studying of books.
Yes, absolutely so. But this was actually brought to me in very gradual states of understanding. And it was something, the whole doorway that was opened through this safety program began quite simply with simple words of description of how I had previously thought, how I had illuminated thoughts, created thoughts in my intention, and that those thoughts that were more beautiful created a different vibration within me. These are things that I learnt gradually over quite a long period of time, but that I learnt these things at the same time that I was acknowledging and observing many different tribes and their comings and goings, the these that they created, the situations that they brought about between them.
Wasn't this actually making you more inaccessible to those of the earth plane, because you were raising your vibration and in service and all of that other good stuff that you were doing, working on yourself in that way?
Yes, in many respects, I suppose, agree with you, apart from the fact that I felt that the more that I studied, that the less of myself that I thought, and therefore I was not actually aware of this change or raise in my vibration because I did not have the intention to think of it. And I merely began the creation of the state of this form of understanding my state of being in the presence of who I was and in the presence of who I wanted to be near. And so I actually began to understand that I could translate one vibration from one and move and morphalize into another, become morphemic into another vibration and yet another, so that gradually as I met with other beings within the soul group and within the defined group of White Cloud, that I actually managed to communicate with them in a very real way, in a way that I could never have imagined before.
Well, we're going to carry
this safest form.
We're going to carry this on next week. It's fascinating, absolutely wonderful. Thank you, Gregory. We've run out of time, I'm afraid.
Bless you, and may God be walking in your every voice, my
friend.
Thank
you. Thank you. God bless. God bless. And we hope you've enjoyed the show. And we hope that you will join us on Thursday and then again on Monday for our other shows. My name is Sylvie Avery. Thank you. And until next time, be peaceful, be positive, and focused on your goal, knowing that you're not alone in trying to create a better world. Goodbye.